Let's Newshead basketball coach of Worth County. Worth County's girls are participating in the Northwest basketball tournament this week, and have East Atchison in what will be their third place game that will be coming up. And they have King City that will be ahead for them in the conference divisional game next week, and the crossover game as well. And it sounds like, Coach, if you did anything here, and you were going to get into a stretch of games where I think you were going to have at least a chance, a little margin for error to develop it, but you did get into a stretch of games where you had some offensive continuity. You talked this year about trying to figure out a way to find, you know, an identity at least offensively. Defensively, I think you're taking some steps there. With those three games last week, and granted they were all, you know, mid-division or maybe lower division of the league, or at least of the division, did you take steps toward doing that?
Yeah, that's been the big thing for us all year, is just trying to figure out, not really figure out, but develop some consistency with our offense, you know, our post players development, our guard perimeter play development. And we've held course on what we're doing. I think we're just getting better each day at execution, setting screens, understanding our roles in the offense. And you know, since our schedule early in the year was pretty tough, and those teams had a lot of really good players that we'd have to go against. And so now that we've had this little stretch where we're playing, you know, not the higher caliber of opponents, we've been able to execute and gain some confidence in what we're doing, and the kids are starting to believe what we do works.
And then with that, or your first test of you know, implementing that, maybe here at this Northwest basketball tournament, and the first game was against Nottoway Holt. Now, you're probably not going to get the shooting that you got from the shooting percentage that you got against Nottoway Holt in every game. If you do, great, but you can't plan on one player getting 11 threes. But the other thing that has happened here in this stretch is that Reagan Lee has come back, and you even said before that she was out, that, you know, she is your most dangerous perimeter shooter, three-point shooter, because she's the most consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I told the kids after Reagan hurt her ankle in the Bramer game that if any of them would hurt their ankle, go right ahead if you'll come back and shoot like Reagan does. But since she's come off that ankle injury, she's hit 24 threes in four games, and just has a lot of confidence. The Nottoway Holt game, I thought our team did a really nice job of finding her. I mean, she was hot, and they were even, you know, they knew, get her the ball. And boy, 11 threes, that's quite a deal. Even if you're nobody guarding you out there, hitting 11 threes in front of a crowd is a big deal. So, but yeah, that helps when you can hit shots.
And I would guess, and I don't know if you had it in that game or not, because if she hit 11, she would have scored 33 of the 73 points. But it cannot hurt the fact that you could, that would just have to open up an inside game.
Yes, I mean, that's been, I really think, since we had the Albany game five games ago, our post interior passing and our ceiling and our post play has gotten so much better that we are becoming harder to guard. You know, before you could go out on the perimeter and pressure us up and really not get anything inside. But in the last, we won four games in a row, and I credit a lot of that to the fact that our post game has gotten so much better. We're harder to guard. You're having to guard the inside, you're having to guard the outside, and it complements each other.
The two games that you had with South Nottoway were games in which the scores were fairly close together, or in other words, what they scored and what you scored. I'm not sure if the games unfolded necessarily the same way or not. What was your game last night in relation to the first one you played?
Yeah, you know, last night, you know, at the end of the first quarter, we were down five. At halftime, we were down nine. I think the first time we played them, they pretty well, we couldn't score the first time they played us. We couldn't hit the broadside of the barn. And confidence level early, the first game was low. But last night, we competed. You know, I can see just every day little things that we're getting better at as a team defensively. Our rebounding has gotten enormously better. You know, going back to the Nottoway-Hope game, we've emphasized that since Christmas because that was one of our weaknesses early, was rebounding, and we beat Nottoway-Hope 58-22 on the boards. We beat them by 30 rebounds. So, and then going into this South Nottoway game, we lost the board battle by 3 rebounds total, which was huge for us. And so we're getting better at that. Defensively, like I said, we had to guard those McConkey twins, and we tried to go out and get them and pressure them. But boy, they're good, especially driving to the basket. Offensively, you know, we did what we did. We ran our offense, and we scored 38. I think the first time we played them, we scored 26. So we scored more the second time. The biggest thing, I think, in the game last night that hurt us more than anything is our free throws. We were 12 of 28 from the free throw line, and you knocked down half of those. You know, that now it becomes a single-digit game, and your confidence level grows, and, you know, you're in it. But we end up getting beat by 21. So if we can start knocking free throws, that's our next step, free throw. Free throws are huge. They're killing us right now. We just, I think in our winning streak, we still shot under 40% from the line. So we've got to get better at the free throws.
East Harrison, or East Atchison, I should say, is going to be the trophy game that you have there. And to me, Worth County, East Atchison, those are teams that are in kind of parallel spots in, you know, how old they are or how much experience they have, at least on a varsity level. I would say when you look on the schedules, have had relatively the same success. I don't, yeah, the schedules are a little different. They're playing a lot more 275 conference schools, so I don't know if there's a ton of comparable opponents that you can make that comparison. But I think there are some similarities. Is it at least where these programs are, you know, at this point in time for this particular year?
Yeah, you know, just looking at their roster, they play a lot of young kids, and I think they're playing 10 kids, and they're going to press, and I don't think they're near as tall size-wise as what we've seen in some of the other teams, but they're very quick, very athletic. They got a freshman that the Graves girl. I see, you know, she's scoring a lot of points, and so hopefully tomorrow night or Saturday night we can. You know, give them a ball game and give ourselves the chance to win in the last 3 minutes of that game.
And that's Worth County head basketball coach, Les Newt.